folks who spend hours on the cell phone have probably wondered what all that radiation is doing to their health. Tonight, a possible clue. Here's Anna Werner.
In one of the biggest studies to date, the National Toxicology Program looked at the potential link between cell phone radiation and cancer. Researchers subjected lab rats to the radiation and found some rats developed tumors in the brain and heart. The report authors said given the widespread use of cell phones, even a very small increase in cancers from radiation could have broad implications for public health. The findings will likely launch a new debate as to whether cell phone use might cause cancer. Dr. Otis Brawley of the American Cancer Society.
It is game-changing in that it's the first time that we've got evidence that the radio waves from a cell phone actually can cause cancers.
The FDA says the majority of studies so far have not linked cell phones with health problems. Dr. Henry Friedman heads the Brain Tumor Center at Duke University.
This is just an incomplete presentation of information. And when you do that, you raise far more questions about the validity of the results.
Well, it's worth noting the incidence of brain cancer has not increased in recent years, despite the rapid increase in cell phone use. But if you're concerned about potential risks, Jane, the experts say you can use either a set of headphones, keep the phone away from your head, or use a Bluetooth.
Which sits right next to your head.
It does.
All right. Thank you, Anna. And it happened again.